Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He also should be embarrassed, by the way, as we move toward week number 8 of our National Football League picks. John, of course, out last week. He's going to make a couple extra picks this week so he can catch up. Here's where we are as we make the turn to our picks for week number 8 of the National Football League. And right now, standings-wise, after my 3-0 last week, 13-8 for me, 13-8 at the NFL picks, 3-3 with the bonus selection, 16-11 overall. And again, I strongly encourage people, listen and use these selections to your benefit. FanDuel Sportsbook, because I will get you on the right side of winning. I'm putting myself on the line, by the way. If I do bad this week, I'm in deep trouble, John. That would not be good. All right, so 16-11 overall for me. John comes in a not-so-robust 4-11-13 with his NFL selections, propped up by his 4-2 in the bonus picks. Overall, 8-13-3. John Ritchie's going to make some extra selections. John, your first pick this week, sir.
Okay.
But can I just ask one question before you continue?
What?
How does it feel to have 4 wins after 6 weeks of picks? You have 4.
Is that really how many?
4 NFL wins.
Well, how many wins do I have overall? Because that's what you said for you.
Overall, you've got 4 bonus wins.
Okay, so I have 8 wins.
Yeah, but I mean, just think of it this way.
That feels great.
James, I want you to think about this. He has made 6 weeks of picks, 3 a week NFL. He's made 18 selections in the NFL and has 4 wins. Just saying.
It's not great.
John, go ahead.
He picks up steam as the season goes
on.
He
does. He does. But we also heard that about Carlos Santana. And then the guy still was hitting 210. All right, a 210 hitting Richie. What do you got?
I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns. They're going to Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh is given 8 points to them. Now, this is a rivalry that's gotten a little bit more significant this year. And there have been times where I actually thought Cleveland was kind of a good team.
Yep.
So 8 seems like a little too many points for me. I'm not saying the Browns win this thing, but I'll take the 8 points and take the Browns.
All right, my first selection. I think it's the craziest line I've seen this entire season. I am absolutely stunned that the leading Washington Redskins are a pick'em at the Giants. The Giants are in total disarray. They can't block up front. They're starting to trade players, and it's a pick'em. On the road, I'm taking the Washington Redskins to win a pick'em versus the New York Giants.
Yeah, I might as well get that out of the way. That was one of my picks, too.
All right, so you go that one. Give me another one, John. Give me your third selection today. Do you agree that line's really weird, John?
I did not understand it. I mean, because we all just watched the Giants on Monday night and how just disheveled they are.
And
you got Pat
Shurmur
on the sideline, like, shaking his head. Like, everyone looks like they hate one another.
It's telling you Vegas is not that high on Washington, for what it's worth.
Well, it is what it's telling you. But, James, do you find that line a little surprising?
I thought it was crazy.
Right?
I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
It's totally bizarre. All right, so that's 2 of John's selections. John, give me a third selection.
I will take the New York Jets getting 8 points in Chicago. Now, I know Mitchell Trubisky is playing really well. I know that Chicago Bears defense has been really good, but it just seems like 8 is a lot of points. And I think the Jets, with Sam Darnold, yeah, he makes some mistakes and stuff, but he's got something that can allow them to score a little bit.
Yep.
So, you know, the Jets, Todd Bowles is a defensively minded coach. They'll have something cooked up to try to slow down that Bears offense. I think Chicago wins, but I'll take the points in the New York Jets.
I think it's a pretty good pick you got there. All right, my second selection, I find this line pretty bizarre also. Carolina, I think, is a pretty good team.
Oh, geez, man. You're taking all mine.
I mean, they're home. You can have it also. Carolina's home, and they're a 2.5-point underdog at home to Baltimore? Like, I know Baltimore's had a little bit of a...
I think people overvalue the Ravens for some reason.
I don't get it. Like, they've had a decent year, but I don't understand. This thing started as a pick 'em and now has moved to the Ravens being a 2.5-point favorite on the road.
Well, I think some of it had to do with the fact that you find out that Cam Newton's throwing shoulder is a little sore and whatnot. I mean, he's going to play through it.
Yeah.
And he'll be fine. So,
yeah.
All right, so I'm with you.
So you're with me also?
That's my pick, too.
All right. So we're both Carolina plus 2.5. I find that spread totally bizarre. So, John, we got four of your picks. Give me a fifth.
I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers, given a point. A point to the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, listen, neither team's that great, right? But at least San Francisco has kind of looked like a team, like they've been competitive. And I like where they're headed. You know, yeah, they've had devastating injuries, especially, you know, losing Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep.
But they've been able to piece things together a little bit. Quite the opposite is true of Arizona, and this week with all the you know, hubbub going on about Patrick Peterson, that had to have been a distraction. So I'll take the 49ers, given a point to the Arizona.
All right, my third selection. It'll be funny if John's on this side of this one as well. I find this to be a
my sixth is New Orleans.
No, well, you beat me to the punch, but that's not what I had. My sixth is Aaron Rodgers as a 9.5-point underdog. That's a lot. It's the biggest spread I think he's had as an underdog, either since his rookie year or ever, something like that. I know the Rams are really good. I get it. But Green Bay, Rodgers, 9.5 points? Oh, man, I don't know. I'm going with the Pack plus the 9.5 on the road in the Coliseum. John, you're going with which team?
I looked at that one, too. This is an interesting one, a pick 'em between New Orleans and Minnesota. It is in Minnesota.
Yep.
But I have just a strong feeling about the direction the Saints are headed. I think their defense is coming together, which it was not early in the season.
Yep.
By the end of last year, if you'll recall, the defense surprised everybody. And, you know, I guess in that division, you look at what's happened to the Falcons' defense, compare that to the Saints' defense. The Saints' defense is healthy, basically. So I like their chances going to Minnesota. They're a great team. They've got so many weapons offensively. I just feel like Drew Brees can pull it out.
All right, there it is.
Pick 'em.
So those are our John 6, my 3. By the way, I got to say, James, I'm feeling like I got a tough situation here because I root for me, obviously, to be right and John to be wrong, but he picked two of the same I picked.
Yeah.
So the question is, would I rather win those games?
You know you'd rather win them and give him wins.
I don't know about that. Ooh. Because I did a lot of pleasure out of saying John's only got four right through 9 weeks to the NFL. I mean, there's something out of that. Would I rather be
maybe
right?
Maybe a push? Root for a push?
Root for a push. All right, let's get to the bonus question. James, what do you
all
got?
All right.
By the way, if the bonus question, who wins the World Series, I'm picking the Red Sox.
It is not, but I agree with you. I think the Red Sox win the World Series.
That right. would be a good one.
Penn's out. It is not closest, or it is closest to the pin, not Price is Right rules. So whoever is closest.
Yep.
The Sixers play four games before we do our picks again next Friday. How many three-point shots will Markelle Fultz attempt over those four
write
games?
Write it down, John. I know you're a big scream-it-out guy. All right, so four games.
Markelle attempts, Fultz. Not made. How many attempted threes will Markelle Fultz have?
Interesting. Okay,
hang on. Let's see here. Fultz threes. Let me get my calculator out. Fultz threes in four games, you said?
Four games.
I'm going to say
attempted threes.
I have my answer written down, John. Well,
I
hold
have
on.
John,
hold
so
on.
You
let
can
me
say yours out loud.
I have my answer written down. My answer is six.
Richie has 10.
Okay. I wish I'd gone with seven then, because I almost went with seven. John, yours is too high. And with that, we
maybe
can end that music. I wish I'd gone seven.
The
seven, I would have won.
The question is, you know, like, will they try to get him in there more? Like, I wouldn't, but it seems like they might.
Yeah, but one of the things is Ben's back. So that could cut in a little bit of his minutes.
Well, Ben's back, but Ben's back. I mean, his back right. is not right.
Sure. Yeah,
so that could flare up. You never know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.